From the 70s through the 90s, gay life in America went through changes, from the difficulty of coming out in the days when being gay made one, if not an outcast, then at least an outlier, through into the 80s when AIDS transformed the landscape as gay men got sick and died by the thousands. In 1979, William Finn's one-act musical, In Trousers, examined how one man, Marvin, came out of the closet to his wife and female friends. William Finn, with an assist from director James Lapine, followed it up 2 years later with March of the Falsettos, in which Marvin and his family deal with his new situation and his boyfriend. And then later, Falsetto Land, which takes us into the world that changed with AIDS. In 1994, March of the Falsettos and Falsetto Land were combined into one show, Falsettos, which ran for 500 performances on Broadway and was revived in 2016 for Lincoln Center, and it's that revival which can now be seen at SHN's Golden Gate Theater through April 14th.
You know, we wrote Falsetto Land 10 years later.
James Lapine, co-creator of Falsettos, which he also directed.
And we both felt that we needed and wanted to do something that was topical. We said to one another, I wonder what these characters would be doing under these circumstances.
William Finn, composer-lyricist of Falsettos.
When we wrote March of the Falsettos, AIDS was not on the horizon at all. And in Falsetto Land, we felt we had to deal with it in some way. And you know, it's such a mammoth subject, and you feel you're going to trivialize it, so I was so frightened to do it.
Opening night of the show in San Francisco was also opening night for the tour's new cast, and some of the singing was a little off. These issues have apparently been ironed out as the show continues to run. Nick Blamire is a standout as Mendel, the psychiatrist, and one of the high points of the show is Eaton Espinosa as Marvin's wife, Trina, belting out the showstopper, I'm Breaking Down. For those who lived through the 70s and the AIDS era, Falsettos, through tuneful song and movement and highlighted by a brilliant set design of building blocks, serves as a reminder of what once was and how things have changed for the better since. For younger audiences, particularly gay audiences, Falsettos can be an eye-opener and perhaps a cautionary tale. This is what it was like to come out, and this is what the start of AIDS looked like. And complacency today is not an option. Falsettos by William Finn and James Lapine plays at SHN's Golden Gate Theater through April 14th. For more information, you can go to shnsf.com. The Broadway version of this revival can be seen via subscription at pbs.org and the Broadway HD websites, but nothing beats live theater. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.